Chapter 101. Break bleeding methods and procedures. Break bleeding. The need for break bleeding. Break bleeding is removing any trapped air from the hydraulic system. If air is in the brake hydraulic system, the brake pedal will often feel spongy. The brake pedal will also travel farther, lower than normal brake pedal, before the brakes start to apply. Air can get into the hydraulic system whenever any hydraulic brake line or unit is opened. Air can also be drawn into the hydraulic system through small holes or loose brake line connections during the release of the brake pedal. A common source of air in the brake system of this type can occur through very small holes in rubber flexible brake lines. Another source of air in the braking system is through the absorption of moisture by the brake fluid. When moisture is absorbed, the boiling point of the brake fluid is reduced. During severe braking, the heat generated can cause the brake fluid to boil and create air bubbles in the hydraulic brake system. Air eventually travels to the highest part of the brake system, if not restricted by pressure control valves. Bleeding the master cylinder. Whenever the master cylinder is replaced or the hydraulic system has been left open for several hours, the air may have to be bled from the master cylinder. The master cylinder is located in the highest section of the hydraulic braking system. Some master cylinders are equipped with bleeder valves. If the master cylinder is not equipped with bleeder valves, it can be bled by loosening the brake line fittings at the master cylinder. Bleed the master cylinder on the bench before installing it on the vehicle. See Figure 101-1. If bleeding the master cylinder after working on the hydraulic system, follow these steps. Step 1. Fill the master cylinder with clean brake fluid from a sealed container up to the recommended full level. Step 2. Have an assistant slowly depress the brake pedal as you crack open the master cylinder bleed screw, starting with the section closest to the brake pedal. It is very important that the primary section of the master cylinder be bled before attempting to bleed the air out of the secondary section of the master cylinder. Before the brake pedal reaches the floor, close the bleeder valve. Note: a proper manual bleeding of the hydraulic system requires that accurate communications occur between the person depressing the brake pedal and the person opening and closing the bleeder valves. The bleeder valve, also called a bleed valve, should be open only when the brake pedal is being depressed. The valve must be closed when the brake pedal is released to prevent air from being drawn into the system. Step 3. Repeat the procedure several times until a solid flow of brake fluid is observed leaving the bleeder valve. If the master cylinder is not equipped with bleeder valves, the outlet tube nuts can be loosened instead. Refer to Figure 101-1. Bench bleeding a master cylinder. Always clamp a master cylinder in a vise by the mounting flange to prevent distortion of the cylinder bore. Bench bleeding tubes can also be used that route the fluid back into the reservoir. Tech tip. Check that all bleeder valves are pointing up. Make certain all the brake components such as calipers and wheel cylinders are correctly installed with the bleeder valve located on the highest section of the part. Some wheel cylinders and calipers, such as many Ford calipers, can be installed upside down. This usually occurs whenever both front calipers are off the vehicle and they accidentally get reversed left to right. If this occurs, the air will never be completely bled from the caliper. Brake bleeder valve loosening methods. Attempting to loosen a bleeder valve often results in breaking, or shearing off, the bleeder valve. Several of these service procedures can be tried that help prevent the possibility of breaking a bleeder valve. Bleeder valves are tapered and become wedged in the caliper on the wheel cylinder housing. See Figures 101-2 and 101-3. All of these methods use shock to break the taper and to loosen the stuck valve. Hit and tap method. Step 1. Tap on the end of the bleeder valve with a steel hammer. This shock often breaks the taper at the base of the bleeder valve. The shock also breaks loose any rust or corrosion on the threads. Step 2. Using a 6-point wrench or socket, tap the bleeder valve in the clockwise direction, or tighten. Step 3. Using the same 6-point socket or wrench, tap the bleeder valve counterclockwise to loosen and remove the bleeder valve. Note: it is the shock of the tap on the wrench that breaks loose the bleeder valve. Simply pulling on the wrench often results in breaking off the bleeder. Step 4. If the valve is still stuck, frozen, repeat step 1 through step 3. Air punch method. Use an air punch near the bleeder valve while attempting to loosen the bleeder valve at the same time. See Figure 101-4. The air punch creates a shock motion that often loosens the taper and threads of the bleeder valve from the caliper or wheel cylinder. It is also helpful to first attempt to turn the bleeder valve in the clockwise, tightening, direction, then turn the bleeder in the counterclockwise direction to loosen and remove the bleeder valve. Heat and tap method. Heat the area around the bleeder valve with a torch. The heat expands the size of the hole and usually allows the bleeder to be loosened and removed. Caution: the heat from a torch will damage the rubber seals inside the caliper or wheel cylinder. Using heat to free a stuck bleeder valve will require that all internal rubber parts be replaced. Refer to Figure 101-2. Typical bleeder valve from a disc brake caliper. The arrows point to the taper section that does the actual sealing. It is this taper that requires a shock to loosen. If the bleeder is simply turned with a wrench, the bleeder usually breaks off because the tapered part at the bottom remains adhered to the caliper or wheel cylinder. Once loosened, brake fluid flows around the taper and out through the hole in the side of the bleeder valve. The hole is clogged in this example and needs to be cleaned out. Refer to Figure 101-3. Typical bleeder locations. Note that the combination valve and master cylinder shown do not have bleeder valves, therefore, bleeding is accomplished by loosening the brake line at the outlet ports. Wax method. Step 1. Heat the bleeder valve itself with a torch. The heat causes the valve itself to expand. Step 2. Remove the heat from the bleeder valve. As the valve is cooling, touch paraffin wax or candle wax to the hot valve. The wax will melt and run down around the threads of the bleeder valve. Refer to Figure 101-4. Using an air punch next to the bleeder valve to help break the taper on the bleeder valve. Step 3. Allow the bleeder valve to cool until it can be safely touched with your hand. This assures that the temperature is low enough for the wax to return to a solid and provide the lubricating properties necessary for the easy removal of the bleeder valve. Again, turn the bleeder valve clockwise before turning the valve counterclockwise to remove. Bleeding sequence. After bleeding the master cylinder, the combination valve should be bled if equipped. Check the level in the master cylinder frequently, being careful not to allow the master cylinder to run dry, and keep it filled with clean brake fluid throughout the brake bleeding procedure. For most rear-wheel drive vehicles equipped with a front-rear split system, start the bleeding with the wheel farthest from the master cylinder and work toward the closest. See Figure 101-5. For most vehicles, this sequence is as follows. Number 1. Right rear. Number 2. Left rear. Number 3. Right front. And number 4. Left front. Note: if the vehicle has two wheel cylinders on one brake, bleed the upper wheel cylinder first. For vehicles equipped with a diagonal split section or equipped with ABS, follow the brake bleeding procedure recommended in the service information for the vehicle. Manual bleeding. Manual bleeding is the most commonly used method and uses hydraulic pressure created by the master cylinder to pump fresh fluid through the brake system. This method is also called the single-stroke bleeding method. Refer to Figure 101-5. Most vehicle manufacturers recommend starting the brake bleeding process at the rear wheel farthest from the master cylinder. Advantages of manual bleeding. The manual method of brake bleeding is the most common. Manual bleeding requires the following. Number 1. An assistant to apply and release the brake pedal. Number 2. A bleeder screw wrench. Number 3. Approximately 2 feet of clear, plastic hose with an inside diameter small enough to fit snugly over the bleeder screws. And number 4. A clear jar partially filled with clean brake fluid. Manual bleeding procedure. To manually bleed the brake system, follow these steps. Step 1. Discharge the vacuum or hydraulic power booster, if equipped, by pumping the brake pedal with the ignition off until the pedal feels hard. Step 2. Fill the master cylinder reservoir with new brake fluid and make sure it remains at least half full throughout the bleeding procedure. Step 3. Attach the plastic hose over the bleeder screw of the first wheel cylinder or caliper in the bleeding sequence, and submerge the end of the tube in the jar of brake fluid. See Figure 101-6. Step 4. Loosen the bleeder screw approximately 1/2 turn, and have an assistant slowly depress the brake pedal. It is extremely important when manually bleeding a brake system that the pedal be applied and released slowly and gently. Rapid pedal pumping can churn up the fluid and reduce the size of trapped air bubbles, making them more difficult to bleed from the system. Air bubbles leaving the bleeder screw will be visible in the hose to the jar. Step 5. Tighten the bleeder screw, then have your assistant slowly release the brake pedal. Step 6. Wait at least 15 seconds to allow time for any small bubbles to form into larger bubbles. See the tech tip called Tiny Bubbles. Step 7. Repeat steps 4 and 5 until no more air bubbles emerge from the bleeder. Step 8. Transfer the plastic hose to the bleeder screw of the next wheel cylinder or caliper in the bleeding sequence, and repeat steps 4 through 7. Continue around the vehicle in the specified order until the brakes at all four wheels have been bled. Refer to Figure 101-6. Bleeding brakes using clear plastic tubing makes it easy to see air bubbles. Submerging the hose in a container of clean brake fluid helps ensure that all of the air will be purged by the system. Vacuum bleeding. Vacuum bleeding uses a special suction pump that attaches to the bleeder screw. The pump creates a low pressure area at the bleeder screw, which allows atmospheric pressure to force brake fluid through the system when the bleeder screw is opened. Advantages of vacuum bleeding. Vacuum bleeding requires only one technician. It is easy and the equipment needed can be low cost. Disadvantages of vacuum bleeding. The disadvantage of using a vacuum bleeding method is that a vacuum tool must be used and often air can be drawn into the line between the bleeder valve and the hose, creating some bubbles that can be interpreted by the technician as air in the system. Vacuum bleeding procedure. To vacuum bleed a brake system, use the following steps. Step 1. Fill the master cylinder reservoir with new brake fluid and make sure it remains at least half full throughout the bleeding procedure. Step 2. Attach the plastic tube from the vacuum bleeder to the bleeder screw of the first wheel cylinder or caliper in the bleeding sequence. See figures 101-7 and 101-8. If necessary, use one of the adapters provided with the vacuum in the catch bottle. Step 3. Operate the pump handle to create a partial vacuum in the catch bottle. Step 4. Loosen the bleeder screw approximately 1/2 turn. Brake fluid and air bubbles will flow into the bottle. When the fluid flow stops, tighten the bleeder screw. Step 5. Repeat steps 3 and 4 until no more air bubbles emerge from the bleeder. Step 6. Transfer the vacuum bleeder to the bleeder screw of the next wheel cylinder or caliper in the bleeding sequence, and repeat steps 3 and 4. Continue around the vehicle in the specified order until the brakes at all four wheels have been bled. Refer to Figure 101-7. Using a compressed air-powered vacuum bleeder. Refer to Figure 101-8. Vacuum bleeding uses atmospheric pressure to force brake fluid through the hydraulic system. Tech tip. Tiny bubbles. Do not use excessive brake pedal force while bleeding and never bleed the brake with the engine running. The extra assist from the power brake unit greatly increases the force exerted on the brake fluid in the master cylinder. The trapped air bubbles may be dispersed into tiny bubbles that often cling to the inside surface of the brake lines. These tiny air bubbles may not be able to be bled from the hydraulic system until enough time has allowed the bubbles to reform. To help prevent excessive force, do not start the engine. Without power assistance, the brake pedal force can be kept from becoming excessive. If the dispersal of the air into tiny bubbles is suspected, try tapping the calipers or wheel cylinders with a plastic hammer. After this tapping, simply waiting for a period of time will cause the bubbles to reform into larger and easier to bleed air pockets. Most brake experts recommend waiting 15 seconds or longer between attempts to bleed each wheel. This waiting period is critical and allows time for the air bubbles to form. Note: to help prevent depressing the brake pedal down too far, some experts recommend placing a 2x4-inch board under the brake pedal. This helps prevent the seals inside the master cylinder from traveling over unused sections inside the bore that may be corroded or rusty. Gravity bleeding. Gravity bleeding is a slow, but effective, method that will work on many vehicles to rid the hydraulic system of air. The procedure involves simply opening the bleeder valve and waiting until brake fluid flows from the open valve. Any air trapped in the part being bled will rise and escape from the vent port when the valve is opened. It may take several minutes before brake fluid escapes. Gravity bleeding works because any liquid tends to seek its own level. This means that the brake fluid in the master cylinder tends to flow downward toward the wheel cylinders or calipers. As long as the brake fluid level in the master cylinder is higher than the bleeder valve, the brake fluid will flow downward and out the open bleeder valve, as shown in Figure 101-9. This flow of brake fluid can even get past the metering valve and proportioning valve. The proportioning valve is normally open to the rear brakes until the pressure reaches a predetermined level, when it starts to limit increasing pressure to the rear brakes. The metering valve used to control or delay the operation of the front brakes is open to the front wheels until the pressure exceeds 10 to 15 psi, 70 to 100 kilopascals. Therefore, as long as no one is pushing on the brake pedal, the metering valve remains open to the front wheels and the brake fluid from the master cylinder can easily flow downward through the valve and out the open bleeder valve. Since no pressure is exerted on the brake fluid, the large air bubbles remain large air bubbles and are not separated into smaller, harder to bleed air bubbles that can occur with manual bleeding. Refer to Figure 101-9. Gravity bleeding is simply opening the bleeder valve and allowing gravity to force the brake fluid out of the bleeder valve. Because air is lighter than brake fluid, all of the air escapes before the brake fluid runs out. Advantages of gravity bleeding. All four-wheel brakes can be bled at one time using the gravity method. In this process, the bleeder screws at all four wheels are opened at the same time, and the system is allowed to drain naturally until the fluid coming out of the bleeders is free of air. Gravity bleeding can be done by a single technician, who is freed to attend to other jobs while the brakes bleed. Disadvantages of gravity bleeding. Gravity bleeding is a slow process that can take an hour or more. When other bleeding procedures fail, gravity bleeding can sometimes be effective on brake systems that trap small pockets of air. Gravity bleeding procedure. Gravity bleeding requires the following. A bleeder wrench. Four lengths of plastic hose that fit snugly over the bleeder screws. Four jars to catch the dripping fluid, one for each wheel brake. Unless a plastic hose is used to start a siphon at each bleeder screw, it is possible that air may enter the system rather than be bled from it. This can occur because the total open area of the four bleeder screws is somewhat larger than that of the two compensating ports through which the fluid must enter the system. To gravity bleed the brake system, follow these steps. Step 1. Fill the master cylinder reservoir with new brake fluid and leave the cap off. During the bleeding process, check the fluid level periodically to ensure that the reservoir remains at least half full. Step 2. Attach a length of plastic tubing to each bleeder screw, and place the ends of the tubes in jars to catch the drainage. Open each bleeder screw approximately one full turn and make sure that fluid begins to drain. Allow the system to drain until the fluid flowing from the bleeder screws is free of air bubbles. If no brake fluid comes out, remove the bleeder valve entirely, it may be clogged. Nothing but air and brake fluid will be slowly coming out of the wheel cylinder or caliper when the bleeder valve is removed. Do not press on the brake pedal with the bleeder valve out while gravity bleeding. Step 3. Close the bleeder screws and top up the fluid level in the master cylinder reservoir and replace the master cylinder reservoir cap. Tech tip. The master cylinder 1 drip per second test excessive brake wear is often caused by misadjusted brake linkage or brake light switches keeping the brake pedal from fully releasing. If the brake pedal is not fully released, the primary piston sealing cup blocks the compensating port from the brake fluid reservoir. To test if this is the problem, loosen both lines from the master cylinder. Brake fluid should drip out of both lines about 1 drip per second. This is why this test is also called the master cylinder drip test. If the master cylinder does not drip, the brake pedal may not be allowing the master cylinder to fully release. Have an assistant pull up on the brake pedal. If the dripping starts, the problem is due to a misadjusted brake light or speed, or cruise, control switch or pedal stop. If the master cylinder still does not drip, loosen the master cylinder from the power booster. If the master cylinder now starts to drip, the pushrod adjustment is too long. If the master cylinder still does not drip, the problem is in the master cylinder itself. Check for brake fluid contamination. If mineral oil, such as engine oil, power steering fluid, or automatic transmission fluid abbreviated, ATF, has been used in the system, the rubber sealing cups swell and can block off the compensating port. If contamination is discovered, every brake component that contains rubber must be replaced. Pressure bleeding. Pressure bleeding, sometimes called power bleeding, is a common method used to bleed the brake hydraulic system. In this process, a pressure bleeder attached to the master cylinder forces brake fluid through the system under pressure to purge any trapped air. Once the hydraulic system is pressurized, the technician simply opens the bleeder screws in the prescribed order and allows fluid to flow until it is free of air bubbles. The tools required for pressure bleeding include a plastic hose and fluid catch jars used in manual bleeding, as well as a pressure bleeder, a source of air pressure to charge the bleeder, and an adapter to attach the pressure bleeder to the master cylinder fluid reservoir. Cast metal cylinders with integral reservoirs commonly use a flat, plate-type adapter that seals against the same surface as the reservoir cover. See Figure 101-10. Some plastic master cylinder reservoirs also use plate-type adapters, but others require adapters that seal against the bottom of the reservoir. See Figure 101-11. Pressure bleeder manufacturers offer many adapters to fit specific applications. Refer to Figure 101-10. A typical pressure bleeder. The brake fluid inside is pressurized with air pressure in the air chamber. This air pressure is applied to the brake fluid in the upper section. A rubber diaphragm separates the air from the brake fluid. Metering valve override tools. In addition to the tools previously described, A metering valve override tool is required when pressure bleeding the front brakes of certain vehicles. The override tool is used to deactivate the metering valve because the operating pressure of power bleeders is within the range where the metering valve blocks fluid flow to the front brakes. Metering valves that require an override tool have a stem or button on one end that is either pushed in or pulled out to hold the valve open. The override tool performs this service. To install the override tool used on General Motors vehicles, loosen the combination valve mounting bolt and slip the slot in the tool under the bolt head. Push the end of the tool toward the valve body until it depresses the valve plunger, then tighten the mounting bolt to hold the tool in place. Some full-size Ford vehicles have a metering valve with a stem that must be pushed in to bleed the front brakes, but Ford does not offer a special tool for this purpose. An assistant is needed to override the valve when the front brakes are being bled. To install the override tool used on older Chrysler and Ford vehicles, slip one fork of the tool under the rubber boot and the other fork under the valve stem head. See Figure 101-12. The spring tension of the tool holds the valve open, but allows the valve stem to move slightly when the system is pressurized. If the valve is held rigidly open, internal damage will result. Refer to Figure 101-11. Brake fluid under pressure from the power bleeder is applied to the top of the master cylinder. It is very important that the proper adapter be used for the master cylinder. Failure to use the correct adapter or failure to release the pressure on the brake fluid before removing the adapter can cause fluid to escape under pressure. Pressure bleeding procedure. Just as in manual bleeding, it is important to follow the proper sequence when pressure bleeding a brake system. Some manufacturers recommend one sequence for manual bleeding and another for pressure bleeding. To pressure bleed a brake system, follow these steps. Step 1. If it has not already been done, consult the equipment manufacturer's instructions and fill the pressure bleeder with the proper type of brake fluid. Step 2. Make sure the bleeder is properly sealed and the fluid supply valve is closed, then use compressed air to pressurize the bleeder until approximately 30 psi, or 207 kilopascals, is indicated on the bleeder gauge. Step 3. If the vehicle is equipped with a metering valve, override it with the appropriate tool. See Figure 101-13. Step 4. Clean the top of the master cylinder, then remove the master cylinder cover and clean around the gasket surface. Be careful not to allow any dirt to fall into the reservoir. Step 5. Fill the reservoir about half full with new brake fluid, then install the proper pressure bleeder adapter on the master cylinder. Step 6. Connect the pressure bleeder fluid supply hose to the adapter, making sure the hose fitting is securely engaged. Step 7. Open the fluid supply valve on the pressure bleeder to allow pressurized brake fluid to enter the system. Check carefully for fluid leaks that can damage the vehicle finish. Step 8. Slip the plastic hose over the bleeder screw of the first wheel cylinder or caliper to be bled, and submerge the end of the tube in the jar of brake fluid. Step 9. Open the bleeder screw approximately 1/2 turn, and let the fluid run until air bubbles no longer emerge from the tube. Close the bleeder screw. Step 10. Transfer the plastic hose to the bleeder screw of the next wheel cylinder or caliper in the bleeding sequence, and repeat steps 8 and 9. Continue around the vehicle in the specified order until the brakes at all four wheels have been bled. Step 11. Remove the metering valve override tool. Step 12. Close the fluid supply valve on the pressure bleeder. Step 13. Wrap the end of the fluid supply hose in a shop towel, and disconnect it from the master cylinder adapter. Be careful to avoid spilling brake fluid. And Step 14. Remove the master cylinder adapter, adjust the fluid level to the full point, and install the fluid reservoir cover. Refer to Figure 101-12. Metering valve override tool on a General Motors vehicle. Refer to Figure 101-13. Pull-out type metering valves being held out using a special override tool. Hydraulic ABS service. Check service information. Before doing any brake work on a vehicle equipped with anti-lock brakes, always consult the appropriate service information for the exact vehicle being serviced. For example, some manufacturers recommend discharging the hydraulic accumulator by depressing the brake pedal many times before opening bleeder valves. Many service checks require that a pressure gauge be installed in the system. Bleeding the electronic hydraulic assembly. Air can easily get trapped in the ABS electronic hydraulic abbreviated, EH. Assembly whenever the hydraulic system is opened. Even though the master cylinder and all four wheel cylinders calipers have been bled, sometimes the brake pedal will still feel spongy. Some EH units can be bled through the use of a scan tool where the valves are pulsed in sequence by the electronic brake controller, or computer. Some units are equipped with bleeder valves while others must be bled by loosening the brake lines. Bleeding the EH unit also purges out the older brake fluid, which can cause rust and corrosion damage. Only .3 brake fluid is specified for use in an anti-lock brake system. Always check the label on the brake fluid reservoir and/or service manual or owner's manual. Caution. Some ABS units require that the brake pedal be depressed as many as 40 times to discharge brake fluid fully from the accumulator. Failure to discharge the accumulator fully can show that the brake fluid level is too low. If additional brake fluid is added, the fluid could overflow the reservoir during an ABS stop when the accumulator discharges brake fluid back into the reservoir. Manually bleeding ABS wheel brakes. During routine brake service, attempt to keep the air from entering the hydraulic system by doing the following. Number 1. Do not allow the brake system to run dry. Use a brake pedal depressor or plug any open brake line to keep brake fluid from flowing out of the brake master cylinder reservoir. Number 2. Do not allow the master cylinder to run dry during the bleeding operation. Check the master cylinder reservoir often and keep it filled with fresh brake fluid from a sealed container. Number 3. Always bench bleed a replacement master cylinder to help prevent against introducing air into the hydraulic system. After depressing the unit as per manufacturer's recommended procedures, the brakes can be bled using the same procedure as for a vehicle without ABS. Air trapped in the ABS hydraulic unit may require that a scan tool be used to cycle the valves. See figures 101-14 and 101-15. The bleeding procedure for vehicles equipped with anti-lock brakes is often different than vehicles without ABS. Consult the service information for the specified bleeding procedure and sequence. Refer to figure 101-14. Special bleed valve tools are often required when bleeding some ABS units, such as the Kelsey Hayes 4-wall system. Refer to figure 101-15. Two bleed valve tools are needed to bleed the Kelsey Hayes 4-wall system, which attaches to the bleeder valves on the accumulator. Scan tool bleeding. To bleed the system using a scan tool, use the following steps. Step 1. Check service information and determine the specified procedure to follow. This usually involves manually bleeding the wheel brakes before using a scan tool. Step 2. Use a factory scan tool or one that is capable of performing an automated bleed procedure. Step 3. Connect the scan tool to the data link connector, abbreviated DLC. This connector can be located under the dash or in the center console or even covered by a panel. Check service information for the exact location of the DLC for the vehicle being serviced. See figure 101-16. Step 4. Enter vehicle information as shown on the display of the scan tool and locate the anti-lock brake system, abbreviated ABS, function area. See figure 101-17. Step 5. Select ABS automated bleed from the ABS menu. The instructions on the scan tool could include several steps, including manually bleeding the system, then allowing the scan tool to cycle the hydraulic ABS solenoid valves and then bleeding again. See figure 101-18. Refer to figure 101-16. To perform an automated brake bleed procedure on an anti-lock brake system, first connect a factory or enhanced scan tool to the data link connector located under the dash on this vehicle. Refer to figure 101-17. Access the menu that includes anti-lock brake system functions. Brake fluid replacement and flushing. Brake fluid flushing is a procedure where the old brake fluid is removed and new brake fluid is added to the hydraulic system. Flushing procedure. The brake fluid flushing procedure usually requires the following. An assistant to pump the brake pedal. A bleeder screw wrench. Approximately 2 feet of clear plastic hose with an inside diameter small enough to fit snugly over the bleeder screw. A jar partially filled with clean brake fluid to flush a brake system. Use the following steps. Step 1. Using a turkey baster or similar thule, remove the old brake fluid from the master cylinder reservoir. See figure 101-19. Step 2. Fill the master cylinder reservoir with new brake fluid from a sealed container. Step 3. Slip the plastic hose over the bleeder screw of the wheel cylinder or caliper to be bled and submerge the end of the tube in the jar of brake fluid. Step 4. Open the bleeder screw approximately 1/2 turn. Step 5. With the bleeder screw open, have your assistant slowly depress the brake pedal. Step 6. While your assistant holds the brake pedal to the floor, close the bleeder screw. Step 7. Continue to bleed at each wheel until the fluid that emerges from the bleeder screw is free of any discoloration and contamination. Step 8. Repeat steps 4 through 7 at each bleeder screw in the recommended order. Refer to Figure 101-18. Scroll through the menus and select Automated Bleed Procedure and follow the on-screen instructions. Refer to Figure 101-19. A turkey baster can be used to remove the old brake fluid from the master cylinder reservoir. A rubber hose was attached to the end of the turkey baster to get access to the brake fluid. Refer to Figure 101-20. Using a plug at the outlet of the master cylinder is a common method when diagnosing a low brake pedal complaint. Tech tip: ABS bleeding made easy. To avoid having to bleed the hydraulic unit, use a brake pedal depressor during brake service to avoid losing brake fluid. This simple precaution keeps air from getting into the hard-to-bleed passages of the hydraulic unit. Tech tip: block off the master cylinder. Technicians often get frustrated when trying to repair a low or spongy brake pedal. While many times, the cause is due to air trapped somewhere in the brake hydraulic system, the problem could also be due to a fault in some components such as the ABS or master cylinder. One method that works is to isolate the system to see what part of the system is causing the problem. For example, if the brake line to the front brakes is blocked off using a plug and the brake pedal is now normal, then the source of the problem has been narrowed to the front brakes components. See Figure 101-20. Review questions. Question 1. Describe how to bench bleed a master cylinder. Question 2. List the steps necessary to manually bleed a brake hydraulic system. Question 3. Discuss the equipment and the procedures needed to pressure bleed a brake hydraulic system. Question 4. Explain how to gravity bleed a brake hydraulic system. Question 5. Describe how to vacuum bleed a brake hydraulic system. Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Two technicians are discussing bench bleeding a master cylinder. Technician A says that the front, nose end, of the master cylinder should be bled first. Technician B says that the rear, brake pedal end, should be bled first. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. Air in the brake hydraulic system can cause all except A. Spongy brake pedal. B. Hard brake pedal. C. Lower than normal brake pedal. D. May require the driver to pump up the brakes before they will stop the vehicle. Question 3. Two technicians are discussing how to loosen bleeder valves. Technician A says that a shock is usually necessary to break the taper at the base of the valve. Technician B says to apply steady, loosening torque to the bleeder valve using a 6-point wrench. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. The brake bleeding procedure usually specified for a rear-wheel vehicle with a dual-split master cylinder is A. RR, LR, RF, LF. B. LF, RF, LR, RR. C. RF, LR, LF, RR. D. LR, RR, LF, RF. Question 5. Technician A says that the brake pedal should be depressed with as much force as possible during the normal bleeding procedure. Technician B says that the brake pedal should be pumped rapidly during this manual bleeding procedure to force the air down toward the bleeder valves. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 6. Vacuum is applied where during vacuum bleeding? A. At each wheel brake bleeder valve. B. At the master cylinder reservoir. C. At the vacuum booster check valve. D. At the metering valve end of the combination valve. Question 7. The bleeder is opened at a caliper and no brake fluid flows out. Technician A says that this is normal and that brake fluid should not flow or drip out of an open bleeder valve. Technician B says that the vent port in the master cylinder may be blocked. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. The button on the valve should be held when pressure bleeding the brakes. A. Metering. B. Proportioning. C. Pressure differential. D. Residual check. Question 9. The usual maximum pressure that should be used when pressure bleeding a brake system is A. 20 psi. B. 30 psi. Circa 50 psi. D. 70 psi. Question 10. When bleeding the brakes on a vehicle equipped with an anti-lock brake system, what is the function of the scan tool? A. To open the bleeder valves. B. To maintain the fluid level in the reservoir. C. To cycle the solenoids in the ABS unit. D. To turn off the ABS light. End of chapter 101.